All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We enjoy being here on a football Friday. We enjoy having Byron in. But Byron, if Tyler were here right now and he saw this Tyler drink that Clint has right now, he'd be all over his ass.
It's not the drink.
I'm taking a picture of it and I'm sending it to Tyler.
It's not the drink.
Clint got a Tyler drink right here. He got him a little. A Tyler drink. Andy's in the background of it.
It's not the Tyler drink.
No, that's okay.
Are you done?
I'm sending it to him right now.
It's the size of the mug is what it is. It's not the drink. I'm not sure what Tyler was drinking, but I did. I don't know why I got a shorter mug than my man right there got. His is tall. I got a shorty.
I'm sending it to him right now.
I got a shorty, man.
What'd you get?
Hey, I just ordered me a Michelada.
You get the Victoria beer?
With that Victoria beer. I've never heard of a Victoria beer. So, look here.
Why not, man? When in Rome.
I mean, that's right, baby. Come on.
There you go. Good times.
Hey, thank the Lord. That's a thing. It's all about that girth, Ron. You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's what the lady in Cleveland told me. All right, at the airport, why I light up all the time. She talked about that I was well endowed.
So I wasn't sure what the hell you were talking about. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, what'd I miss?
Figgy was there. Figgy witnessed it. Figgy was there. As we're live here, Football Friday, come on out and hang out with us. We are live here in the Heights at Aranda's Sports Bar. Inside of Taquerias Aranda's. Come hang out with us. Gift cards to hook you up with. Game tickets to Houston and Iowa State. In fact, we're going to hook somebody up with some more game tickets coming up after this segment ends. So come hang out with us. Stay tuned. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. A lot to get down, man. They got TVs in here as well. You can watch the Astros after we get done out here. And hell, you can see us. And this blonde hair is looking. It's all right.
He's coming around, y'all. Now all of a sudden he's all right.
You know, it's all right.
He's just deflecting compliments left and
it's
right.
All right.
Now,
it's all right.
Now he's looking at himself in the mirror.
It's all right. It's better than it was yesterday.
Clean,
and that's all we have to do. Shout out to B the Barber who did his thing. He's a Saints fan. Good for him, but he did his thing. But listen, I know it's a Football Friday. I do want to hit this real quick, and I'm wondering you – Clint, and I wonder for the people too, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, and Andy, I want to get your thoughts on this this situation from last night. We're watching the Astros, and the Astros come through, and they win 3-1. And to me, John Singleton obviously had the big double. And by the way, John Singleton, his last 10 games, is like 9 for 25 with 4 extra base hits. He's been swinging the bat pretty well. And I think of the guys who play first base between him and Diaz and Victor Caratini and Dubon, I think Big John is probably the best defensive first baseman. I don't know how much weight that carries, but I think he is the best defensive first baseman. And he has swung the bat pretty well. And my thought when I'm watching this and I'm seeing him last night is he's 2 for 4 last night. And as I said, with that game-winning 2-run double, has Big John, bat-flipping Big John, has he earned the conversation to have postseason starts at first base? Because I think a lot of us thought maybe he'd be coming off the bench and maybe they put Diaz over there or maybe they put Caratini over there or they do something different. Has he earned the right for you to get postseason starts and not just, coming off the bench as a left-handed back.
Absolutely. I ain't got no problem with it. I just
– So you'd be good if you saw that game one against the Minnesota Twins at Minute Maid Park, first base is being occupied with John Singleton and Diaz is catching with Victor Caratini coming off the bench.
Yeah.
You're good with that.
I would have Caratini in the DH, but or somehow Diaz in the DH, whoever's not catching. But yes, your overall point of him being at first base, I would have absolute no problem with. You say what you want about the numbers not being as impressive as some of the other options, but when he's at the plate as a fan, I watch the game. When he's at the plate, I feel like we got a chance. I feel like he's not getting overpowered. Now, would I like him to take maybe not swing out of his shoes every single time? But yeah, maybe from time to time. But when it's all said and done, I feel really confident with him at the plate, and it's just a matter of not. There's certain guys that when you step up there, I feel like you're overwhelmed in the moment. Whatever pitcher's on the bump that's bringing it, it's one of the top tier pitchers. I feel like he's overwhelmed you. You don't have much of a shot. John's never fallen in that category for me. I don't care what his numbers are. I know they've been down from time to time. I don't care what point in his time with Houston that we're talking about. I've always felt good with Big John at the plate.
I'll be honest. This is where I am with John because, yes, Yiner Diaz has to be in the game. And Victor Caratini throughout the year has been pretty good. But where we are of late, like, I don't think that Victor Caratini at the plate has shown to be that far here of late from John. I feel like they've been in the same category. And where I am is, in the postseason, if they are facing right-handed pitching, I'd have him in the game.
Yeah.
If they're facing lefties, then I would do the Caratini behind the plate, Diaz at first base lineup, however they want to do that. That's what I would do. But I am to a point where if there is not a lefty on the mound, I feel comfortable with him at the plate and him being in the lineup against righties. Well, that's where I am. So like tonight, the lineup is out right now. There's a lefty on the mound. He's not in the lineup. That's fine. If there's a righty, to me, I could see the platoon action. I could be good with Joe Espada, who likes to use a bunch of people anyway. I could be good with Joe Espada saying, all right, we're facing a righty. John Singleton is the first baseman. We're facing a lefty. We'll do another lineup that has Diaz or Caratini at first.
Yeah, look, I that's just one of the decisions that Joe Espada is going to have to make. I mean, that Joe Espada come playoff time has got some big time. He's got more decisions than Dusty ever had to make, AJ Hinch ever had to make.
Well, he wants to make them.
Well, yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, he don't mind creating situations where he's got to make. But you're talking about the first base situation. I think from game to game is going to be a critical decision. The center field situation. Look, we can talk about advanced stats if we want to, but there's no way that Dubon doesn't factor into the center field situation. You look at left field / DH situation. I mean, that's with Caratini and Diaz and all the different left fielders and now Big Boy Howard out there. I mean, he's just got a ton of decisions. Before we ever get in the game and you got to decide when to pull the starter and who to go with out of the bullpen, yada, 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 before we ever get to that point, he's just got a ton of decisions that are going to need to be made that we're going to have a good chance to cuss and discuss every single one of them.
Yeah, he does. And the John is – and this is a good problem to have, Clint, that John Singleton is playing his way. I thought he was just a fun guy that bat flips sometimes and wears, you know, headbands. But, like – No, he's a guy that potentially should be involved in this situation. I think will be involved in it. All right, that was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. Find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, as we continue here on this Football Friday, still – prizes to hook folks up with. We're about to hook somebody up with U of H tickets as they take on the Iowa State Cyclones. That is coming up soon, and you will be able to win tickets and gift cards coming up here as we finish things out here as we move forward here at Aranda's Sports Bar. So come on out, hang out with us, and get your chance to win. Coming up here in a bit, after Clint gets done here, we're going to discuss what to me seems like the decision of the game defensively for the Texans. This is the decision that we'll see what D'Amico does, and I think this is a D'Amico decision in this game with his potential best defender versus their best player on offense. We'll discuss that coming.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!